The great Indian all-rounder Kapil Dev put up a magnificent all-round performance at Lord's in 1982. Here he is, cutting loose in the second innings.
In comes Beltham. Bowles, this is driven, square drive on the offside. Randall's chasing it like a madman, even he can't. Sliding tackle, fails to stop the ball, and he crosses the ropes in front of the tavern. Four more takes Kapil Dev on to 47, 36 of those in boundaries, and India, 313 for 8, are now 8 runs on. 47 in 34 balls, so it's going to be a pretty quick 50 if he gets it. Only 3 runs away from that. Wilson comes in. I can guess what's going through his mind. And this is a bit short pitch. That's over square leg. That's going to be 6 runs. Kapil Dev reaches 50 in the grand manner. 35 balls, is it, Bill?
35 balls.
9 fours, 1 6.
1 6, and 46 minutes.
And there's a very warm round of applause indeed for a spectacular, joyful innings from Kapil. The cause may be lost, but nobody's going to convince him of that. See what Botham thinks of this. He's coming in again. Bowls a very quick bouncer, and it is swatted away. A volley, really, overhead, back, not vertical, totally vertical, 4 to mid-wicket, and Botham is quite livid. 18 off 5 balls, it's 57 to Kapil Dev, it's 323 for 8 to India.
First class entertainment for the front.
It is, and if there were a carpet here, Botham would be biting lumps out of it.
India lost that match, but a year later at Lord's, they caused one of the biggest imaginable upsets in the final of the third Prudential Cup.
You were talking about playing for each other. Of course, they have the most tremendous support from every Indian in the world. I mean, some English people prefer soccer to cricket, but cricket is the game for India. And all round St John's Wood, we've got a lot of them in the shops here. They're crazy about it. Wherever you go, they talk about it, you know. And a lot of them, unfortunately, couldn't get in the ground today, which was bad luck. Anyhow, here's Binney coming up to bowl to the handicapped Lloyd, who strikes that one. He's caught. He's caught by Kapil Dev at extra cover. And the West Indies are now 66 for 5 in the 19th over. And the Indian supporters are running onto the field, and I implore them to go back.
One leg by.
There needs to be re-tent.
Yes, we are. We're getting. I'm overrunning the ball, taking my eye off the scoreboard. And the umpire. Kapil Dev, bowls, and an immaculate forward defensive shot by Marshall. Takes him on the pad, with one arm stretched on high. Kapil Dev makes an impassioned appeal. Larry Mayer, who must also be conscious of the tension out of the middle, remains quite phlegmatic in appearance at any rate. And back comes Kapil Dev. 123 means that now 61 runs are needed by West Indies, but there's only 3 wickets in hand. Someone's moving either in front or over the top of the sight screen. Marshall causes Kapil Dev to retreat, and now he runs in again. Bowling to Marshall, who is on 18. Marshall tries to cut, doesn't get a touch. That was an ambitious stroke in the circumstances. 61 wanted at 3.6 an over now, with 43 overs bowled. Comments from Trevor Bailey, and one man who will certainly be caught up in this tension to take over the commentary, Tony Cozy.
Yeah, well, it's simply riveting, this. It's 3.6. It's quite a handy number of runs to have to average all the time against this attack. It's not going to be easy. Roberts, on the other hand, can get runs. The tension's there. It's tremendous, isn't it?
I don't know what Don Morgan is talking about. I'm as cool as a cucumber here. 123 for 7. Don's comment, a tough cucumber. Well, they're so indeed. 123 for 7, as Andy Roberts now faces the bowling of Amanath. He's forward, playing it fast to bowler's right hand. The mid-on is very deep. Mid-wicket, in fact, chases it down into the mid-on area. And the batsman take a single, which, in fact, is Andy Roberts' first run. So he's one. No, he's two, in fact. Well, it's his second run. 124 for seven. And I'm not tense, I can tell you. I don't think Andy Roberts is. He doesn't show it. He's been in
situation such as this so many times in the past for the West Indies and has come through with flying colours. Here's Almaraz now to Marshall. Marshall forward defensive, playing it back along the pitch for the ball at the field. I think if there was anyone in this type of situation that the West Indies would have wanted out there, it would have been Andy Roberts. I would say even above some of the younger, lesser experienced players in the team. He is such a cool customer.
He's phlegmatic, isn't he? And doesn't get worked up. Very sensible cricketer. One of the reasons is that he's gone on bowling for so long. He doesn't lose his head.
In comes Almaraz from the nursery end to Marshall. Marshall drives, good looking shot, but there's no run. Binny makes a very good save, moving to his right from wide cover. So that's kept it on 124 for 7. Exactly 60 runs needed. 3 wickets to fall. And only the 4 bowlers remaining. 2 in now, Marshall and Roberts. And it's Marshall who takes strike from Almaraz. And Almaraz beats him outside the off stump. He goes for a drive, the ball left him. Faster ball, Almaraz veering his pace well, pushed that one through faster, left him outside the offside. Marshall saw the gaps in the offside field, looked for the drive, and it just missed the outside edge, and there was a gasp from 10,000 voices around the ground. 124 for 7, Almaraz jog trots in now to Marshall. He's edged, he's out! Caught, a first slip by Gavaskar. Marshall forward. This time the edge was found, straight into the lap of first slip. The West Indies are 124 for 8. Thousands of Indian supporters do a dance of celebration around the ground. All the Indian players surround the Gavaskar and the bowler. And India certainly now within sight of what would be a famous victory. 124 for 8, but it's not over yet. They still need 2 more wickets. The West Indies need another 60. Marshall out for 18.
And that was the vital one, because Marshall is a good player, but having made the mistake to make it again was rather odd. For it does show a certain amount of inexperience. It also shows, of course, a tremendous amount of tension that's going on at the moment, and now it is literally the West Indian tail. The massive Garner, who can bat a bit, is coming in. Almaraz has picked up his second wicket. He did a great job against England, and he's repeating it against the West Indies. And it really is, I think they, from an Indian angle, I think they're rather fortunate, and the sun has gone in and the ball is starting to move far more than it used to, and when the sun was out. So it's a cracking game. 1-2-4 for 8.
And let me remind faint-hearted West Indians that these two added 71, in fact, this one and holding, adding 71 for the last wicket in the last match against the Indians. Forward goes Garner, chokes into the offside, well bowled Almaraz, 2 wickets since his return. Applause for him around the ground, 124 for 8, 2 wickets to fall. Garner, Robertson holding, the batsman left for the West Indies, 60 still to go, 44 overs, and Almaraz now has had 2 for 4, 3 overs, no maidens, and he's taken 2 for 4, and he's had wickets in consecutive overs.
And the 2 lame bats, too. So, I mean, he's done a tremendous job. The Indian crowd scenting victory. It's not there yet, but it's beginning to really drift their way. Both batsmen, Marshall being the last of the recognised batsmen, and now we have the West Indian tail, but not a negligible tail.
Kapil Dev starts his 10th over, is into Roberts, and Roberts is forward, pushes it defensively away on the offside. Kapil Dev follows through to field his own bowling. Well, what a match this has been, what a match it's developed into. No one really could have visualised when Richards was knocking the ball all over the ground with only 184 to win that India would have fought their way back in. But that's been their characteristic this tournament. Roberts gets the Yorker, dug out, played up on the onside, down towards mid-wicket. Score kept them 124 for 8. But they have never said die in this tournament. They were 17 for 5 against Zimbabwe. Came back from nowhere thanks to Captain Kapil Dev and won that match. and they fought all the way through. Demolished by Australia in their first match by a wide margin, came back to beat them as well in the second. There's Chapeldev outside the off stump. Roberts offers no shot, taken by the keeper. 124 for 8. But the West Indies are World Cup champions. They have won the tournament in 75 and 79. They will not give it up easily. And they'll fight to the end. And no one more than Andy Roberts. So he's out there now. He's got two. Joe Garner has come in to join him. Chapeldev has brought in his mid-off. Mid-off was deep. He left his mid-on out deep, but he's now calling him in as well. Just a little bit. He's just readjusting his field. He's handled his side really well as Chapeldev. He's in now from the pavilion end to Roberts. And Roberts turns it away on the onside. There are two runs here. They've gone for one. Onto it is Binnie. They'll come back for a second. Binnie moving from mid-wicket down into the square leg area. Two runs for Roberts, carrying him to four. And the West Indies up to 126 for 8 in the 45th over of the innings, and they now need 58.
And to think at the start of this competition, I think the odds one could get on India winning was 56 to 1. I wouldn't have minded a couple of hundred on that.
I think it was 100 to 1, wasn't it, early on? That's one of the figures I saw early on. Chapeldev now into Roberts, and Roberts plays it up on the onside. Binnie makes a very good save, moving to his left. From mid-wicket, if that ball had passed him, it would have been at least a single, may have been even two. But he darted around from mid-wicket, picked it up. The batsman had to keep in their ground before he picked the ball up. They couldn't take off, waiting to see if the ball would have beat him, but it didn't. Chapeldev moves in now to Roberts, and Roberts gets the ball that he gives. He's dropped in the pad, there's an appeal. He's out, leg before wicket. Roberts is out, leg before wicket, ball by Chapeldev. India have struck again. The West Indies are 126 for 9. 58 runs they will need to win the match. The last pair will be at the wicket. Roberts, leg before wicket to Chapeldev for 4. 126 for 9 in the 45th over of the innings. And Michael Holding will come out to bring with him the last West Indian hope of retaining the trophy, which they won in 75 and 79.
And 126 for 9 at Lord's, the West Indies. It's really sort of unbelievable. It's really difficult to understand, but it's there, and India within sight, very, very close sight of a victory. Chapeldev has got the wicket he wanted. Roberts, always very dangerous. LBW, he sold very well. Pitched, I would have thought, around, it'll probably would have hit off. Good delivery. And the last two fast bowlers, a lot of runs still required, plenty of overs, and India just about the fence, I fancy, a very famous victory.
Talking. Then goes Amarnath, bowls to Garner. Garner finds the gap on the offside, through between extra cover and cover, down to the deep cover point. That's Srikant. One more run. One more precious run. 140 for 9. 44 needed to win. This is the 52nd over. And just to carry on with that scorecard for anybody who was not listening, who hadn't been listening earlier in the afternoon, Lloyd, the injured Lloyd, with a groin strain which he aggravated off the first shot he played. In comes Amarnath again. Oh, it could be LBW. LBW, he pulled across the line, Holding, and India caused one of the greatest upsets in the history of all sports. They have won the third Prudential World Cup, beating the hot favourites, the 4-1 on favourites, the West Indies.
Well, that's pitching it a bit strong, but shall we say, a nice turn up for the book.